There are 23 girls from Southern Utah's Hurricane High School who are members of the school's cheer team. They spend a lot of time outside in the heat.
In fact, our school is under construction. They're rebuilding, so we're outside full-time right now on the football field.
Shanna Baker is assistant cheer coach, responsible for making sure the squad stays hydrated and healthy. That's her job. Educating employers about heat-related illness and death while promoting prevention is the purpose behind a national campaign announced this week by the U.S. Labor Department and the National Weather Service. Dr. David Michaels is Assistant Secretary of Labor for Occupational Safety and Health. He says this time of year, early summer, poses an increased risk for those working outside.
They haven't acclimatized to the risk. Eventually, they build up a tolerance to it. If you can reschedule work that's to be done outside in the middle of the day, we'd like you to do that. Otherwise, though, just remember those three words: water, rest, and shade.
The Labor Department's reason for pushing the 2012 heat illness prevention campaign: to help keep the thousands of people who typically fall ill while working outdoors during the heat of summer from missing work. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.